We talked to Congressman Young last weekend and asked him about his Sea Alaska bill, and then we asked him, right, what does he think will happen in the Senate? And his answer was, you'll have to ask the Senate. Oh. So, what's going to happen with Sea Alaska this week?
Well, as you know, we have been in negotiations with the Forest Service, with Sea Alaska, with various interest groups. Senator Bingaman and his staff as the chair of the Energy Committee has been engaged down to the finest detail, which is a little bit surprising because typically when an issue is so unique to a specific state, you won't have other members really kind of get in and try to lead or take over on certain issues. And the chairman and his staff have been very involved in the minutiae of this bill. So it's been somewhat torturous, but I do believe that we've got a better product. I do believe that we have a product that has been far more responsive to the concerns of the people in the areas, those who are worried about conservation, those that are worried about access, those that are worried about the prospect for timber jobs, those that are fishermen who are concerned. I really think that we have a proposal that really does listen and take into account the concerns of all the stakeholders that are out there. So having said that, where are we in the process? We're going into a lame duck session the 13th of November, and we're going to have basically 5 weeks to figure out what we're going to do with everything from taxes to sequestration to fiscal cliff to, you know, who knows, maybe we even take up law of the sea treaty. And in the midst of all this, there's a lot of us that have these public lands bills that we would like to get through. I don't know whether it's going to be possible to do. I really don't. And I don't have a crystal ball in that. The last time we did a public lands bill, it was a big package. It was comprised of wasn't quite 100, but I think it was 80 bills. It's hard to do, and I'll just explain why it's hard. What we've been trying to do is get a smaller package so that it doesn't die on its own weight. But when you put together a group of say 14 bills, all public lands bills from different parts of the country, you have another senator who says, well, wait a minute, my little land exchange that is germane only to us here in Arizona, I need to have mine put on that package too. And by the way, if you don't put that on my package, I'm going to torpedo your package. I'm going to put a hold on it, and we're not going to go anywhere. And so we get engaged in this standoff situation, which doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help anybody. So we're in the position now, me and Senator Bingaman, trying to discern whether or not we're able to put together a package that would include Sea Alaska. But at this point in time, I can't give you any degree of confidence in terms of what may happen with it. Now, as you know, the measure that Congressman Young has advanced has gone through a very different process. He basically passed out the bill that he had introduced. It doesn't have the same level of comment and input that we have generated. So if we are able to get a bill passed in the Senate, you do have the House version, which would be very different. And so how we would move from there to reconcile the differences. Would the House take up our bill? I'd like to think they would, but even that is not certain.